Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Reigning in Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How do we know you love God with all your heart? You can see it. It comes out. You lay down your life for people. Right? If you love God, you love His kids. Isn't that what 1 John said? You love God, you love His kids. And you submit to God, you submit to people. Now, do you understand where we come from on this? Is if you don't submit to God, then how are you going to rule and reign in life? It's not going to work. If you're submitting to the enemy, you can't turn around and say, okay, you got to submit to me. Well, you were just yielding to him. How's this work? How do we know who's submitting to who when? No, submit yourself to God. Resist the devil. He'll flee from you. And this man, you got to understand, he did not see Jesus as the Son of God. Very few people had any inclination that he was the Son of God. If you read the scripture, it says some people said about him, he was a good man. Others said, no, he's deceiving the people. Some said he's a prophet. Some said he's got a devil. It's talking about Jesus. So at best, he saw him as a prophet. But he believed he was anointed of God, sent of God, and him being a man who understands structure of authority, he respected that. Yes. Didn't he? And he told him, he said, you don't have to come to my house. You don't have to lay hands on this boy if you will give the word. Because I understand orders. Amen. He's a career soldier. Yeah. He understands. He's a centurion. You don't get to be a centurion by being a slacker. He's a leader in the Roman military. He said, when my superiors tell me something, it's done. When I tell my people under me something, it's done. And if you'll just tell this sickness to leave town, it'll be done. He's acknowledging you have authority. I believe it. You have authority over sickness and disease. And all you got to do is give the word. And look at what Jesus said. When Jesus heard it, he marveled. Now, how many understand it takes something for Jesus to go, wow. How many understand not just anything is going to impress Jesus. But he turns around and goes, wow. And he tells his staff, now I don't know how blessed they were by it. But he tells them, he says, you know, I haven't found this great a faith in the whole nation. Well, his disciples were in the nation too. Right? All of his stuff. So people so many times try to make faith too hard. It's simple. You don't have to know every scripture to have faith. You don't have to pray night and day to have faith. But what you do have to have is some respect for God. You've got to have some respect and honor for His Word. And when He tells you something, you don't go, yeah, man, Jesus, I know that's what you said. But then it feels like this, and they said this, and so on and so. See, no respect. And that's why people don't receive. When the Lord tells you that all your needs will be met, but you go ahead and cry and worry and pace the floor all week, it's because you don't respect Him. And lack of respect equals lack of faith. Do you see this? Do you see this man had great faith? What else did he have? Had great respect. Right? For authority. True authority. He had respect for it. Oh, friend, do you see this? Are you getting this? Great respect. I'd like for you to pray with me about this as this comes up in your heart. The Lord's given me a directive. I've had it churning in my heart for some months now, and I'm just believing for more revelation, and I'm believing for the right time and the way. But He has charged me to teach the church. And I don't know if you understand it, but there are a lot of tapes. As soon as these are burned off tonight, they're mailed all over the place. We got a lot of people, pastors, that are waiting on these. And so the Lord is bringing out revelation, and we're stewards of it. We're supposed to watch over it. But a charge to teach the glory of God. The glory of God. Now, the same word translated glory is translated honor. Yeah. And it means heavy. What's the opposite of heavy? Light. Do we live in a generation where a lot of people, everything's light? Everything is just, not a deal. You know, they're just singing. Right? They're just passing the plate. No big deal. You know, some people have not understood. We've told our ushers, you know, during certain times of the service, there's not supposed to be any movement in certain places. You know, we don't want a bunch of food and stuff coming into the auditorium. And sometimes people say, well, what's the big deal? I mean, I won't make a mess. Well, the big deal is lack of respect. Amen. You feel for the people because a lot of times they're not trying to be malicious. They were not taught as children. And the reason they weren't taught is their parents weren't taught. Did you hear me? And we've got successive generations now who do not understand honor and who have none. They'll talk just anyway to their leaders. And it starts as a child in the home. Go with me, why don't you, to the book of Ephesians. And let's just camp on this a little while. Are we still talking about ruling and reigning?
Yes.
Do you see the significance?
Yes.
Good. Ephesians. Did you understand what I just described to you a few minutes ago? Would you believe with me for utterance for these things? These things are holy. I know in my heart God desires to manifest His glory. He desires to manifest His presence in some wonderful, awesome ways. But one of the big hindrances is a lack of respect for the things of God, just in general. I know I had the privilege of serving under Dr. Kenneth Hagin, my spiritual father, for 20-some years. If I heard him say it once, I probably heard him say it hundreds of times over the decades, that the key to the greater move of the Spirit is reverence. Reverence. He said, we suffer from a lack of reverence. And people usually get in a ditch on one side or the other. Some denominations, they think reverence is being depressed. And so everything's got to be slow and dead. And they call that reverence. But then people have climbed out of that ditch and then run right across the road and got in the ditch on the other side of the road. And oh yeah, there's noise and there's movement, but they lost the reverence on the way too. Well, why can't we just do this? And why can't we just do that? And people act like they're, you know, at Disney World or something. Let's have a big time. You know, when you're in the presence of God, you're going to have a good time. But there's so much flesh, even where the gifts of the Spirit are concerned. A lot of folk are just playing with the gifts of the Spirit. So much of it is flesh. And there's a lack of respect. And you can see people, I mean, when there's a tongue and interpretation or there's a prophecy. I've been given a prophecy. And right in the middle of it, everybody start doing this. I said, what's wrong with that? Everything. You're interrupting the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And it's just not enough respect. We applaud men. We worship God.
Yes.
Did you hear me? We praise God.
Amen.
And this level of reverence holds us at a low level of manifestation of God's presence. Y'all believing with me on this?
Yes.
I believe you can sense it, but there's utterance to express it. Let's go on to Ephesians. We read in the 4th chapter. And in the 5th chapter, in verse 21, he starts talking about submission. Practicing submission, all of us. And then, verse 22, he talks about wives submitting to their husbands. And he talks about husbands loving the wives. And in the end of that chapter, in verse 33, he said, see that the husband love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she what? Reverence her husband. And then he says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. What's the next word?
Honor.
Honor. Do you see the theme all through here? What is it?
Respect.
Reverence. Honor. You know, Phyllis has taught extensively on wives submitting, and I've talked about, you know, anything that is true concerning the wife submitting to the husband is true for the husband submitting to whoever he's supposed to be submitting to. The principle is the same. And people, I mean, it's so politically incorrect to use the S word. Submit. Right? Churches don't want to hear it. But people have not seen the big picture. They just look at people and go, well, why do I have to do what they say? You don't. Nor do you have to do what God says. No. And in true godly submission, no one is making you do anything. Did you hear me? It is completely unscriptural and ungodly to try to make somebody submit. Did you hear me? No. I never tell Phyllis, woman, submit to me. Because the Lord didn't tell me anything about her submitting. He wasn't talking to me when he told her to submit to me. The same thing is true concerning the church family. You won't hear me commanding church folks, submit to me as the pastor. Submit. No, my job is to lead. Right? And people will follow if they decide to. Some say, what if they don't? Well, then they won't. But I'm not going to make them, and God's not going to make them. But how many understand it can cost you if you don't do what the Lord tells you to do? It can cost you severely. Submit yourself to God, then you're in the position to resist the enemy and exercise authority over him and rule and reign in life. Well, what if you're rebellious? Well, then you're yielding to the enemy. You're not in a position to make him yield to you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Authority of Place, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1001H. That's R-1001H, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.